Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
We're going to the doctor's office today to the beloved physician, Dr. Luke, Luke chapter number 6. As we walk through the parables of our Lord, these spiritual stories Jesus told and their application to us, and we're moving back and forth between the gospel records for this reason, because we're trying as much as possible to deal with them chronologically from the beginning of his ministry all the way through. No doubt it won't be perfect. It won't be exact. But as best we can tell, this is the order in which they were given. And I bring you to Luke chapter 6 today because this is, I think, the most thorough use of this parable or treatment of this parable. There's a parallel to it in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 through 6, if you'd like to make a note of that and compare Scripture with Scripture. But let's concentrate on what Dr. Luke penned for us, beginning in Luke chapter 6 and verse number 39. And he, that is Jesus, spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? There's a little humor being used here, of course, and a question. This is the form this parable takes. Can you see two blind people, one of them trying to tell the other one which way to go, and in the end, both of them fall in the ditch? Verse 40, the disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. So, here we have one of the parables of our Lord, and he deals with ditches, splinters, and beams, literally. What is the common thread? Remember, these parables have one great truth. Well, notice all of it deals with sight, spiritual sight. This is very important because all through Scripture, there's an emphasis on this. In the Old Testament, the prayer that our eyes would be opened. At the end of the Bible, the Revelation, anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mightest see. One of the great dangers is that you can see without seeing. You may have physical sight, you may have 20/20 vision, but not see spiritual realities, not see eternity, not see the Lord through the eye of faith. So what is the Lord always seeking to do? Open the blinded eyes. Remember, Satan does the exact opposite. He blinds the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan is a blinder. Jesus is an opener. So when our Lord comes, he didn't just come to open physically blinded eyes, he came primarily to open spiritually blinded eyes. So, first of all, what's the primary interpretation of this parable? It's this: you can't help others with sin in your life. He says to very religious people who are listening, to people probably who prided themselves on being very spiritual people, that even the most spiritual among us have personal sins, private sins, perhaps even unknown sins, what the psalmist called secret sins, things that we've not yet even realized. That's why the psalmist prayed, search me, O God, and know my heart, try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. People say, well, if I know my own heart, you don't, because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? That's why you have to examine yourself, and you have to, more importantly, let the Lord examine you. Let the great physician bring you into his office, put you into the x-ray machine of the Word of God. Let the searchlight of the Holy Spirit be turned on. Let the scalpel of the Spirit, the Word, lay you open and show you the areas that are not right in your life. I dare you to do that because you cannot help others with sin in your life. Look, you can't lead others where you haven't gone yourself. You can't show others what you have not seen. You can't teach others what you have not learned. You can't help others deal with the sin in their life if you're not willing to deal with the sin in your life. The primary interpretation here is that our Lord is dealing with hypocrisy. And here's the dirty truth. There's a little Pharisee in every one of us. And we're all a bunch of hypocrites. We all tend to portray something about ourselves that's not exactly like it is, but the Lord knows. And so that brings us not only to the primary interpretation, but to the divine revelation. What do we learn about God? He knows everything. He sees us exactly like we are. You want to talk about the person who sees perfectly? That's the Lord. Because man looks on the outward appearance, the Lord looks on the heart. And do you know what he wants from us? He wants sincerity. He wants us to agree with him. That's what the word confess means, to say the same thing. Just call it what God calls it. Stop sugarcoating it. Stop using softer words. Call it exactly what the Word of God calls it and say, Lord, you're right and I'm wrong. The God who knows wants this. He wants humility and he wants honesty. The humility to acknowledge it and the honesty to say it. Look, deal with your own blindness. Deal with the beam that's in your eye. Because if you don't, not only are you worse for it, but you can't help anybody else. Jesus said here, the disciple is not above his master. Everyone that's perfect should be as his master. In other words, the people that you're leading can't rise any higher than you. Dad, your wife, your children, do you really expect them to grow and be spiritual people if you're not a spiritual man? How about a leader in the church? Do we really believe that the people we're teaching and leading are going to rise to some great level of victory for the Lord if we're not experiencing that in our own lives? No, we must let God begin with us. And so it brings us not only to the primary interpretation and the divine revelation, but to the practical application. And what is it? Well, this is my challenge for you today. Ask God to show you you. You know, it's strange, isn't it? We can spot another person's sin at 100 yards, tell them all about it, but we're blinded to our own sin. We're ignorant of our own rebel heart and our own pride. The sins, not only of the flesh, but of the spirit. They're deceptive, aren't they? They're like the cancer growing beneath the surface. But God knows it, and God can show it. So ask the Lord, Lord, show me. It's like the disciples saying, is it I? Lord, speak to me. Lord, show me what I need to confess and forsake and yield and be ready to do that. There's an old spiritual that used to say, it's not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. You know, we all want other people to get right with God. We want our lost people saved. We want our prodigals to come home. We want our government straightened out. We want other people that live around us to get right with God. Well, if we really want that, maybe we need to let the Lord do that in our own lives. Remember, judgment must begin at the house of God. And so this parable about ditches and splinters and beams is really about spiritual sight and the spiritual humility that must be present for us to be helped and for us to help others. Do you want real spiritual help? And do you want to be a help to other people? Here's where you need to start. Ask the Lord to show you in your life what needs to be made right and yielded to Him. I promise you, the Lord will answer that prayer. Be careful, because the Lord will show you, and you need to be ready to say, yes, Lord, I want to be thoroughly right with you.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.